Good morning, Shalom Aleichem to everybody. I feel it's a big schus and a privilege to be able to take part in this start the day of the Torah way. Just something which has a shaychus to the parshas which we have been laning the last few weeks of Bereishis, and something to do with the Inyan of Yom of Chametz also. Kemoishin is bochu aviseinu avon yitzvok v'yakoyv Dakoil mikoil koil, kein yivorech oisonu, kolonu yachad bivrocha shleimo. The same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has benched Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, bakoil mikoil koil, so we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kein yivorech oisonu, kolonu yachad, we should all together be zeicher to this brocha shleimo, to a brocha which is a perfect, complete brocha. Now, how does one have the merit, the schus, of a brocha shleimo? The Ovis HaKadoshim had this chus, merited this brocha shleimo of bakoil mikoil koil, as we find by Avraham Avinu, Vashem berech es Avraham bakoil, Vayitzchok it says mikoil, Vo'echal mikoil, Vayakev Avinu kichanani elikim v'chiyesh li koil. I have everything. It is Yadua that the difference in the Lashon between Yaakov and Esav says, Ochi yesh li rov. Rov is a Lashon, I have plenty, I have a lot, I have much. Yaakovinu says, I have everything. The difference is, Esav says that to Esav it's the abundance to have a lot. Yankevinu says, I have everything that I need. The bracha which we say every day in the morning is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam She'osa Li Kol Tzorki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've provided me with all my needs. Kol Tzorki, everything that I need. There is nothing that I need and you've not given me. Now, we have to look at it from two sides. She'osa li kol tzorki means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you provided me with everything that I need. And on the other hand, everything, if you provided me with all that I need, which means that anything which I possess, anything which you have given me, I need. And there's nothing which I have which I don't need. Because if I wouldn't need it, you wouldn't give it to me. And if I have it, it means I need it. And that means that I have to utilize everything that you've given me, which is all part of the bracha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides a person with all his needs, in order that a person should be able to utilize and use it properly, either for Torah or for Avodah or for Gemilas Chasodim, Gashmias, Ruchnias, whatever a person needs, and whichever it's the obligation of a person to utilize in all the brachas which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. Now, Avram Yaakovinu says to Esav, I have everything. I have everything that I need. There is nothing that I have everything that I need, and therefore I can spare this to give it to you. If a person appreciates everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him and utilizes it properly, he will find that in that gufa, that will bring the brocha. And he'll find that will bring the brocha, and with that he will be lacking nothing at all. Now, Yankelvino, for that reason, because Yankelvino understood and appreciated that the smallest thing which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, it must be used properly, because if not for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have given that to him. And therefore, Vayivoster Yankiv Levadoi, say Chazal, that he went back for his Pachim Ketanim. Pachim Ketanim means a small little jug, or a small little can, let's call it a little jug. It doesn't say what this jug contained. But he went back for, as far as we learn, it was an empty jug or an empty bottle or something, and which is worth a few pultes, and since he had this jug, he didn't want to waste it. He went back for that. Say Chazal, because tzaddikim chovav aleihem momenom yoser migufom. Their momen is to them more valuable and more important than their guf, which sounds very strange Chazal. Their momen, and tzaddikim out of all people, that their momen is to them more precious and more important than their guf. Because everything which they, every pruta, every penny which they have, is erlech fadint, and everything, therefore, since everything is not a pruta of gezel, therefore, to them, their money is more chaviv than their goof. So we'll try and explain it also a little bit. Our component, one thing we do see, that the Yankov Avinu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him these pachim, it means it has to be utilized, it has to be used for something. And it has to be used properly. There is a Loshen, I'll just tell you something which makes it very interesting. There's a Loshen of the... there's a Loshen which the... which is... the Be'er Yosef says the following. He says that mamish the words which we've just said now. Ein odom legeya b'muchan l'chaveroi afilu kim lo'inimo. Tzaddikim understand that a person, like the Gemara says in Yuma, that a person cannot touch anything which belongs to somebody else, even not a hair. Kim lo'inimo, even the size of a hair. Which means there is hashgocha miyuchedes, hashgocha protis, on everything, whatever I have, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu, any blessing which Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me, belongs to me. Because this is mat'im umodud b'midon nechoino, which is measured accurately for my purpose. Although if Kadosh Baruch Hu has given that to me. And whatever is not, it's by somebody else, Kadosh Baruch Hu has measured it for the other person. Tzaddikim know how to appreciate and how to value every the smallest thing which is in their hands, in the nation who bashgocha protis min hashemayim, sheyeh oisa hadova shalohem. Ubazadai yesh boitzerech lishleimusam. There must be some purpose in order to bring the shleimus to the person. And therefore, the moisa nefesh then sent for the smallest thing which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them. Even it may be a small little jug, spachim ketanim, because there is a purpose in it. That's why the moisa nefesh. Because they regard every little smallest moment as kelim for avodas Hashem, and therefore they will not allow anything to be wasted. Continues the Be'er Yosef, and he says he found the yisoid. Somebody, he was shown this yisoid in the Kisvei HaArizal. He uses the lashon on this by Yivosa Yaki Elvad by this pachim ketanim. Tzadikim chavivim aleim omoinam ki liyois shehu nishpa milamalo. Since anything which they have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein ro'ui sheyim oisboi. A person should not disregard it. Ki im loy hoyo tzorech boi, if there would be no need, loy hoyo loy or loy hoyo noisen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have given that to him. Lachin chozer ala pachim ketanim. Ki im loy hoyo chozer. If he would not return for the pachim ketanim, hoyo nire kilu, ein loy roitze, as if he doesn't want, he doesn't need ba'oisam ha'pachim. It means it looks as if he doesn't need them. But they're coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol dovo ha'nishpa milamalo, anything which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzorich lach ze'achrov. A person has to return. Has to go back and pick them up. With this approach, that everything is a matnas Hashem and a hashpo min hashamayim, if it's utilized properly, we can understand why the brocha comes into that. I just wanted to how the Ksav Sefer, I wanted to how the Ksav Sefer learned Pshat in the words of Yaakov Avinu to Esav. Kachno ez birchosi asher huvos loch. Take my brocha. Interesting lashon. He's talking about the matona. Take my brocha. Ki chanami Elohim v'chiyesh li koil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me koil. Chanami Elohim v'chiyesh li koil. Therefore, take, please, he says to Esav, please take this brocha from me. Why did you call it a brocha? So he says wonderful words, the Ksav Sefer. He says, Esav says to him, what can you give me? Esav, the big Baal Geyser, Esav who has everything. Esav was very wealthy. True, Esav was very wealthy. But he says, Yeshli Rav, what's your little matana going to mean to me? What is going to add? Yankiv, you can't give anything to me. So he says to him like this, Yankiv Avinu, answers him, Kachno ez birchosi. Chazal say, Hanoikl peruto mi'ioiv mizborich. Anybody who took a pruta from Eoiv found the brocha. Even one pruta, if a needy person took a pruta from Eoiv, he found the brocha came into it, and there was a ribui, and it sort of multiplied itself, and he had everything that he needed. Kein hu benichse Yaakov, ki hanoikl mimenu mizborich, umisrabe. It increased itself. Yaakov Avinu says, don't look at my, you, in your eyes, this is a very small brocha which I'm giving to you. I'm not giving you what you see in front of your eyes. Looking at kamus In quantity it's small, אבל מתודה מרובה הוא באיכוס, כי משרה בהרבה, והשם ישלח ברוכה בוי. He says to Esau, in what I'm giving you, you'll find a ברוכה. כך נו אז ברכוסי, אשר הובס לך. Because in the little bit which I am giving you, כי יש במעט הזה ברוכה מרובה, כי חנני אלויקים. Because everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I've got. וכי יש לי קויל. It's a ברוכה from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ברכת השם היא תעשיר, ומשרה בתומד. Those are the words of the Ksav Sefer. How does it work? Why should whatever Yom Kippur has, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why should there be a bracha in it? This yisoid of understanding commotion is bracha. Avistein Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov Akoyim Mikoil Koil means, as we've just said, because everybody who appreciates everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and understands that tzaddikim chavik ki liyoy shehu nishpa milamalo ein roi sheyimos boi. Because if there would not be a tzorech, Roshna Berizal, lo yhoyen noisun HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if he went back for the pachim ktanim, a person who appreciates and utilizes everything that the bracha gives, he'll find that the bracha comes into that. That is the sibah, that is the secret of bracha. A person doesn't waste anything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw in a sefer, one of the svarim, the Malaktim on Chanukah, Shemen Lamoir, who brings a lotion of Chazal, a medrash. Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu liyakov, ato mosarto nafshecho al pach koton bishvili, you will waste the nefesh yourself on a pach koton. Vegam ani ba'atzmi ashalim lebonecho bepach koton livnei chashmenoi shenasenes al pach al yidei pach koton. So through Yaakov Avinu, who is waste the nefesh on pach and kitanim, Klal Yisrael bezeichet to a pach Shemen, the mess of the Chashmenoim. He brings from the Maharshal that the Maharshal explains that this Pachim Ketanim were not empty jugs. Shehoyo Pach Kotrom Shel Shemen Sherotzo Lenaseich Al Gabe Mizbeach. He had with him Yaakov Avinu, he carried with him small jugs, Pachim Ketanim, apparently there were more than one jug, which he wanted to be Menaseich on Mizbeach, as it says later on in Parshas Vayishlach, further along in the Parsha, that he built a mizbech, v'yaster cholei ha-netech, and v'yitzo cholei ha-shemen. V'lochein kishishochach chozar olov. Ato mosarto nafshecho bishvili, explains the Marshal. You are moist nefesh bishvili, because you wanted these pachin ketani to use them to make and to be menasech the shemen, to pour the shemen on the mizbeach. And that brought for the nest of the pach shemen of Chanukah. It's interesting. There is another Lashon of the Medrash, which I wrote down, the Lashon of the Medrash, that Vayashkin Yaakov Baboiker Vayikach Eso Even Asher Somer HaShoisov, it says, and he made it into Matzeh V'Yitzek Shemen Al Roisho Zimnu Loi Min HaShomayim Pach Shemen V'Yitzek Shemen Al HaMatzevo V'Hine Oysa HaPach Chozar V'Nismalei Shemen U'Mizeh Yod HaYaakov Sheyesh Bei Simen Brocho. He took it with him. This was very precious to him. Umikan yoda shebeshemen hazeh. This is the shemen which is Yimoshe Hamishkon v'chol kelov v'arin ubonov uboy osit le'osis hanes le'lio eitzel ha'isha atzolfis ve'eitzel eishe sevadye. As neisha ro yakev es kol anisim sheyeosu alidei hapach hazeh uchozar litloi. He went back for these pachim ketanim. Okay. Very interesting. How Yaakov Avinu didn't waste any opportunity. Also, li kol sorki, yesh li koil. I have everything, and everything which I have, everything that I need, and everything which I have, I must need, because otherwise the Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't give it to me. That is the secret of bracha. There is a with that we can understand something very interesting. First of all. There is the kasha, which the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef. Why do we celebrate Chanukah, the Yontov of Chanukah? Chazal were nesakim for Anshe Knesset. The day of Chazal were nesakim for 8 days. The nest was only 7 days because there was enough oil for the first day. There was enough oil for 1 day, Chazal say, the Gemara says, and it burned for 8 days, which means the nest was actually only 7 days. It burned for an additional 7 days. Now, there's another kasha. There's a kasha with the famous kasha of Reb Chaim that lochera the shemen is not shemen zayis, it's a shemen nes. Now, this is shemen nes. We need shemen zayis. The answer is it was shemen zayis. There is a yisod of the Ramban, which the Ramban says in Parshas Truma, and Ramban explains the secret of brocha. What does brocha mean? He says the following. He says on the Shulchan it says the tzipisa oisa zov teir vosisa lei zeir zohav soviv. What's a zeir zohav? Zeir was like a crown. Siman hu lekesa malchus shehashulchan shem oisher ugdulahu. Shulchan is oisher ugdula kamei sheoimrim shulchan melochim. Now the Ramban brings the words of Rashi and explains Rashi. V'chein hadover, what Rashi says is absolutely right. Shezeh soid hashulchan. Now he explains how bracha works. Ki birkas Hashem, the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, me'eis heyois ho'olam, since the world was created, lo nivro yesh me'ayin. There has never been a yesh me'ayin. Everything continues, olam kimin hogi noyheg. Like the Pasuk says, v'yar elokim es kol asher oso, v'hinei toiv mo'ed. The world is complete. From that moment, nothing new is going to be created. When there will be a shoyresh tovo, will there be something which is a yesh, tochul olav habrocho the toisif boy, then it can increase. Now when something increases that is not a yesh me'ayin, this is called brocho. There's a big arichus which I haven't got time, which Rabbi Ruchem brings this Ramban and explains it. He says this is the anhoga of the teva, which is, if the teva is perfect without any kilkul, then things can increase themselves. That is bracha. Kasha Oma Elisha, Hagidoli Ma Yeshloch Babais. And the Eishes Zavadya said, I have a little bit of oil, Kim Osoch Shomen, Cholo HaBrocha Al Osoch Shemen, Umilo Kol HaKelim. And this was bracha, not Nes. Ube Eliyahu, Kada Kemach Leikoso, Betatachas Hashem Leikosav. Normally, everything which we have has its limits in size, in weight, in measure. Everything's got its measure. But there is such a mitzvah of brocha, which a thing goes out of its measure and it multiplies and increases itself. V'shulchan b'lechem aponim boi tochol habrochu menu yoy v'hasoy v'lechol yisoy. He says the shulchan was the secret, was the yisoy of brocha. Isn't we find that in the Gemara? The Gemara says ha'hoy lechlomu des goyrmi. So Gemara in Perik Hamaskit, a braisa, ton rabbonon, ha'hoy lechlomu des goyrmi. Before a person goes to measure his goyren of tvor, his bomb, how much tvor he's got, he should say, "Shteh tvile yirotzen shetishlach brocha b'kri hazeh." And the shibocha, please send a brocha. Once he's measured it, it's too late. Because it says in the pasuk, "Yishalach Hashem itcho et habrocho ba'asomecho." Eina brocha shoyre ela b'dova hasomui min ho'ayin. Before you've counted it, before you've measured it, you'll find a brocha. So what is the person expecting now before with this tefillah? It should increase and multiply itself? How? He's asking for nes? No, he's not asking for nes. He's asking for brocha. He's asking to be zeicher to have a brocha, and brocha hasn't got any limits. This is actually, so we could explain the nes of Chanukah also in the same way. What happened was actually that the shemen increased itself, which is not a nes. The Shemen Zayis, there was only enough for one day and increased itself. It sounds a little bit of a Chiddush to say such a thing, but I found that the Taz says Mamish this word. And he says something, he brings the same Yisoid of the Ramban without quoting the Ramban, but this Yisoid is that he brings it basically from the Zohar HaKadosh, which is Mamish the same word. Hiksha Bes Yosef, Alomo Kovu Ches Yomim, why 8 days? There was a Nes was only for, there was enough oil for one day, therefore the Nes was only for 7 days. He says, look in the Beseses, you'll find his terutzim. But I says, I want to give another terut, says the Taz. V'li nira l'taritz. V'la mafreya on oroyim shegam balayla horishay nahoyim. There must have been a nest on the first day also. And he says it in the following way. Now let's see his words. He says, he brings the side, which is basically what I've now quoted from the Ramban. The motzino b'sefer hazoya, al posuk ma yesh lechi babayis, which Elisha said to Eisha Sevadya, She'ein hu yizborach oisa nes litin brocho ela bameshi yesh kvar bo'olam. Hakshibocha will not make a nes, a brocha. Hakshibocha will not make a brocha. He calls it oisa nes litin brocha. Those are the words of the Taz. Hakshibocha does not make a brocha Elabameshi yesh kvar bo'olam. But even with dover muot, if there's a little, if there's something there, as hu yizbach ha'meisim brocha lahar bois ham'at, to increase the little which is there. Mashenke, but dover reikon ein shaykh brocha. There can't be a brocha on nothing. There has to be something which the brocha can be chal. Therefore, he says, if all would have burnt out on the first day, then if there's no mokim for brocha on the other days. Therefore, the first day there must have been, it didn't completely use up all the oil which should have been used up on the first day. Therefore, there must have been something left on the first day, which from that increased itself, and that was enough. That it sort of increased itself, and it became and it filled all the kalim, all the kani hamaneira for the second day, and the same in the second day, a little bit was left for the third day, and so on and so on. Therefore, it means the nest already was on the first day. Val oisoi shiur bo habrocho shenase shom nes laharbes oisoi. Which is mamish this yisoid, as they state in the Talmud. This yisoid, that in order to be zeichet to brocha, we have to actually use everything, every opportunity, and everything which Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives us has to be used properly, and with that we will be zeichet to brocha, explains why the gezeira of Chanukah was also mamish that inyan. The gezeira of Chanukah came, the famous kasha of the Bach discusses it. Now, we don't have any mitzvah on Chanukah of Sudos. The Sudos are not mamish of the mitzvah. That's what says Divrei Torah, Shiras v'Tishbochos, as it's gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo. The Sudos are not Sudos mitzvah. V'hoye oime ha-Ram Merutenburg, says the Tor, Ribui ha-Sudos shemarvin bohem heim Sudos ha-Rishus. V'ribui ha-Sudos of Chanukah ha-Sudos ha-Rishus, shulei kvo'um elo la-Halil u-la-Hoydos v'loi la-Mishto v'Simcha. So, Fred the Bach, the Ikilam Leidak, why is it so? He goofed kosher. Lomo le kovum le mishta de simcha. Why will Chazal not keveh kemoish kemoi bepurim? He explains the following. The famous Rabach, the bepurim ikara gzeiro hoyo, lefi shenenu misudose shel oise rosho. Therefore, the gzeiro was laharig ula abeg es hagufim. The chet was the goof, and therefore the gzeiro was on the goof. Hagufim shenenu meachila vishtia shel isur. The simcha umishte shel isur. Therefore, the gzeira was on the simcha umishte isur. Therefore, the gzeira was to kill these goofim who enjoyed achila umishte shel isur and simcha umishte shel isur. And when they did tshuva and they fasted, like Esther told them, they should fast for three days. Kovum lemishte the yoyim toiv lizker ikar hanes. The ikar hanes was that they did tshuva on the mishte, the simcha of isur, on the enjoyment, the simcha of isur. And therefore there was zeichah for this, and therefore the mitzvah of Purim is mishta v'simcha. Aval b'chanukah ikar ha'gzeira hoiso, al shehisrashlu ba'avoido. Hisrashlus means the atzlus, laziness, not doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash properly, not learning Torah as it should, not doing mitzvahs properly. That's hisrashlus, rifyoin. Va'al kein hoiso ha'gzeira, when there's rifyoin, when a person does not use his koichas properly for his avoidus Hashem, for when Klal Yisrael were at that, they were lacking in using their koyches properly. Hoysu hagzeira levatil nehem havoida. Therefore, the gzeira was simatul havoida, like the Brisa says, shegozer aleim oisa rosha, that Antiochus rosha levatil hatomid. And he said, another mitzvah which they have, which is going to be the battle of this mitzvah, they're gone chas v'sholem. Ve'ezer zehadlokal menoira lahal oisneir tomid kol zman shemadlikim oisa tomidim oindim. And to find how the Rishon knew how to dash in the Psukim, Antiochus the Rosha, Lahal is Neir Tomid, and they had that block of the Neiros, and Klal Yisrael Atomid. Omdu v'timu kol ha-shmanim, o kashachozru b'tshuvo, limuser nafshem ol avoida, the main tshuvo was, keneged the, as opposed to the Hisrashlus, they had a gevalti gechizub mesirus nefesh in avoida, hoishir mashem, Akshibochu saved them through the Kohanim Oiv Deva Avoida Bebeis Hashem Matisyohu Ben Yechon and Kohen Godol Chashmonei Uvonov, they brought about the nest, the ones who were Moisa Nefesh and Avoida Hashem Al Kei Nase HaNef Gamkin B'nei Rois, because they were Moisa Nefesh and Hashem Al Kiyum Avoida, and therefore the Ike is Halil Ulahoidois, which is Avoida Shebelev. This is the Gevaltig Yisoid of the Bach. We can understand according to what we are saying now, because if one uses properly one's koiches, one uses, then the bracha comes into it. If one hisrashlus b'avoda, which is not using the opportunities which one has in avodas Hashem, then the opposite of bracha, the shivocha takes away the avoda, and then came all the gezeros of the Yevonim. When they were moisa nefesh themselves, moisa nefesh al avodas Hashem, then not only did they get back the avoda, but then came the. Then we see that, like we had the nest of the Pach Shemen, which the little has so much in it, a little bit has so much kech as the bracha, we find also that the kechas of the Chashemunayim were gewaltig, the kechas. Vatzubach mechur rabim batzlam beister rossom. Nosaf gibboirim biat chaloshim. Chaloshim who are physically very weak, but they had gewaltige kechas. Kechas namalim in dechotero. Rabim biat meatim. The same nest as the Pach Shemen. Because it was tmeim biat tahoirim, rishon biat tzadikim, and zeidim biat oisketerosecha. People who use their kechas properly, then a good shvachu helps them. Now, we do also find another little point which I want to mention is, now the Kodesh Baruch Hu provides everybody with everything that he needs. How do we find such a thing? Now, I'm not making an appeal now, a stock appeal, but we do find there's such a thing as aniyim in the world. Why are there aniyim? Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu not provide everybody with what he needs? Now, the Gemara asked this kasha. The Gemara in Baruch Basa says, Tonus Ros Posolosho asked Rabbi Akiva, after Rabbi Akiva, Im Elokeichem Oyev Aniim, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu, your God, loves the Aniim, Lomo Einam Afarnasam, why didn't he give him Panosa? So Rabbi Akiva answers him, Lord, that we should be saved, Midina Shel Gehenami. It's our schus. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to provide everybody with everything that he needs. Only Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us, it channels it through us, in order that we should have the schus to provide the Aniim. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu would want to, if not for our schus, that we should have the benefit and the merit of giving tzedakah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu would have provided directly to the Aniyim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody what he needs. It only gives it through us, via us, in order that we should have this chus. That's the insight which Rabbi Akiva answered him. And the Etzem, we find this interesting Gemara. There's a Gemara in Tzubas, and then we find Mamish the same insight. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings a story about. This also is a Gemara about stock in Das Samach Zayin on the base in Ksubas. So the Gemara brings that an Oni came to Rava, and Rava asked him, "Vame atasayit? What is your diet? What is your habit? What are your eating habits? What do you normally eat?" So he says to him, "Tandagoyles petuma, eat a stuffed chicken, the yain yoshon, and old wine. These are very expensive foods." And he said, it's not befitting a poor man to have such a request, just such demands. Omele Sarova said to him, Vulei chayshes leduchte de tziburo, are you not chayshes? You're putting a burden onto the tzibur. Omele otomidit. So he answered him the oni, but he meant it quite frankly. He said to him, otomidit hu koachilna? Am I eating from theirs? Are they providing me? Midor achmada koachilna. Hakadosh Baruch Hu provides me with all my needs. The Tanina says in the Pasuk, Eini koil alecho yisaberu, v'atan Yisrael es ochlom be'itoi. It starts with the Loshon Rabbim. Ochlom, you provide everybody with their food, be'itoi, in his time. Be'itom lo yinema ela be'itoi, melamed shekol echad v'echad, v'nishna Hakadosh Baruch Hu, parmasosei be'itoi. On the time which he needs, every individual. Adahocha, asoi achsei derobah. Now, as they were speaking, the sister of Rava comes, the Lichazi Leit Leis Rashni, she hadn't seen Rava for 13 years, his sister comes to visit her great brother, Rava, the God of Hadoira, and what does she bring him? She brings him Tanagoyles Betuma, she brings him a stuffed chicken, the yain, yoshan, and old wine. Exactly what this Oni needed. Omar, so Rava says, Mai de Kamo, what's happening all of a sudden? Says Rashi, Mai de Kamo, Mad Dovel Zesh, Sheira Lofone Ato. What's happened all of a sudden now? Shiloi Hoyisi Rogil Bekach. It's never happened to me. Shebos Zu, my sisters now come, Vetanagoylet Vayayim Biyodo. Naanesi, so he says, Naanesi Loch, says Rashi, Dibati Yisimed. Rabbi said, I've spoken too much. I said the wrong thing. You're right. I can see with your Imun and trust now, Kodesh, Kumachel, come and eat. He says, you were right. I made a mistake, says Rabbi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu provided you and gives, he cares for you. And he gives me this chus, the merit, that I should be the one to provide with your needs, but everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we, all we have to do is utilize our kriches, everything which you have, she'ofeli kol tzorki, understand and appreciate, we all have to, I'm talking to myself, and all of us who can get the chizuk from these words, to pressurize, to appreciate and understand, there's nothing to be wasted. Everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is a blessing. The main thing is to use time properly. Use time and not to waste our time, all opportunities, Baruch Shem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives us to use it for Torah and avoiding Gemilas Chasodim. Then we be zeichet to bracha. Now is the time of bracha, the time of Chanukah is the time of bracha, as we just said. And then we'll be zeichet k'moshin esbocha, v'stein avron, mitzok v'yakiv, bakoil, mikoil, koil, kein yivocha, sonakol, no yachad, bebracha shleimah.